Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Andrew Lloyd Webber's theatrical and musical version of The Phantom of the Opera has been seen in one form or another by an estimated 80 million people. And now residents of North Central Wisconsin have a chance to see it live on stage in their own backyard. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we preview the upcoming presentation of this classical musical by SWTA, the Central Wisconsin Theater Alliance, a production company involving six area high schools: Wausau West, Wausau East, DC Everest, Wausau Newman, Northland Lutheran, and Merrill High School, whose students, parents, teachers, and volunteers have been working long hours on a production that stretches the resources on all six of these institutions. Our guest today, Project Director Lori Magley, Vocal Director Susie Samanda, and Maggie Ward, a talented young actress who plays Christine, the female lead. We'll also be hearing from four of the other young actors involved in the production, and we'll listen to some of the music and dialogue from the rehearsals that have been taking place over the past few weeks at our area schools. If you'd like to join the conversation, if this is a story, the Phantom of the Opera story, that means something to you, if you'd like to comment on the tension between the Phantom and Raoul and Christine, or all of the other elements, or the spookiness of the old Paris Opera House, or if you just want to give a shout-out to the people involved, give us a call. You're part of the show at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Thank you all for being with us today, and this is really an incredible, incredible production. Why don't we start by talking about when the production, the public presentations are actually taking place, where and how people can get tickets. Lori, why don't you start off for us?
Well, we're going to be doing three matinee productions, performances next week. Those are for school students who have been working with a curriculum that's specific to Phantom of the Opera. So those are in the mornings, and I'm happy to say that those are sold out, and we have a lot of school children coming. But the public performances, we have plenty of tickets left for everyone, and they start on Thursday the 17th at 7:30, and then they run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 20th, also at 7:30 in the evening each of those nights. Plus, we have two matinees on Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th, at 1:30 in the afternoon. And all of these are at Wausau West High School.
How can you pick up tickets?
Tickets are available at the schools. You can get them at West, East, then DC Everest, and also Merrill High School.
So you have to go to the public schools, not the two parochial
right.
schools that are involved.
Right, right. But you can also get them online, which makes it very easy. You can go to a website called showtix4u.com, which is showtix4u.com.
And I've, you know, if you've ever seen any of these productions, it does take a you do end up getting a lot of interest in them. So you should probably pick up those tickets in a hurry if you're interested in getting them, because they will some of the productions probably will sell out.
We're hoping.
Can you tell us about SWTA, this organization? It's a Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance. Talk about that.
Well, back in 1991, an idea was formulated to bring together some area schools to do theater. And it seemed like a good idea because we had a lot of students interested in performance. And certainly the resources combined worked much better for everybody to do really quality theater. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been going strong for almost 20 years. And we started out doing Shakespeare specifically, but now we've expanded to do classic theater and musical theater. And it's just been a wonderful experience for me, and I think for everyone involved.
There are six different high schools involved here. Are they involved in all of the productions you do, or is this kind of a special one?
No, well, they have been traditionally involved, except for Merrill. Merrill's a new partner, which is great because we've expanded the project to include Merrill, and would look to expand in the future as well if there are any other area high schools that were interested in being involved. And that's always our goal, to expand the alliance and work with as many schools as we can in order to get the students involved in that experience.
What kind of a challenge is it coordinating all of these different schools and all of these students from all of these different schools?
Well, not sure where to start answering that question. Whatever kind of challenges we're presented with, and, you know, they always say the devil's in the details, and there's a lot of those, of course, that have to be dealt with, it's well worth it. The students who come together from all these schools are so delighted to be doing the productions that we do, and they get to know each other so well and work together so well. It's just really enriching for all of the production staff to see how well it goes and what the kids take away from it. It's incredible. But it is an undertaking. You have to advertise to each of the schools early in the fall, get the word out. We had workshops this year so that kids who might want to be in the cast or on production crew, we had crew workshops as well, they could come and find out about the show, about the rehearsal process, how much of a time commitment it might be, what parts were available. And we even did some performance exercises, you know, how to audition, how to sing for an audition. So all of that was early in the fall. And then in November, we held the auditions and got a really good turnout, and we're very excited about that. And we're able to use 57 students in the cast and another 20 in the orchestra and many, many more on the crews.
And you were scheduling the rehearsals for a while anyway at each of these different schools. So there was a week when you were up in Merrill High School. You were at DC Evers for a while. You were at Wausau East.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's asking a lot for somebody who goes to Merrill High School to travel all the way down to Wausau.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about a lot of gas money, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. But there's a reason why, sort of a method to our madness there. We like all of the schools involved to feel that it's a collaboration and that everybody has an equal footing in the process. And so we want to have those times when the students involved, it's at their home school. You know, rehearsals at some point are at their home school. So that's part of the reason that we do it. So there's no sense of ownership about it being in one particular venue.
Susie Samanda, you're the vocal director. You've got to work on the voices of a lot of different students from different high schools who have different choral directors. What kind of a challenge is that?
Well, it is a challenge, but it's a wonderful experience for them. And I tell them up front, there are a lot of different methods to teach choir, and you each come from a different background. So we're going to try to take all these forms and bring them in and make it sound like we are one production company right here. And they have done an excellent job of working with their music. We have almost 300 pages of music in our score. And the leads and the choral members, they have to memorize not only their lyrics and their notes, but also the rests and all of the other musical notations that are on these pages. And it's quite an undertaking for these students. And when you watch a performance, you will realize how much time that they have put into these.
Well, that's not only a lot of work for them, but these rehearsals last until 9 o'clock at night, at least this week. And the kids still have to get their homework done somehow and take care of the rest of the curriculum that they're involved in at their local high schools.
That is true. And many of them have gotten assignments ahead and have tried to work through some of their homework when they did have a little more time. And the teachers have been quite cooperative and have in the other years as well to help these students have an opportunity like that because they see the value of it.
In terms of the styles of music in this production, it's not all opera.
No, it's not. Andrew Lloyd Webber, being a very famous composer, he has been so adept at, in this production, fusing the classical music style with his contemporary musical form. And he has a way of presenting haunting and romantic and sometimes very exhilarating themes throughout the show. And they come back in different times during the show. They're very unusual and very, very memorable. You walk away and you will remember these songs for a long time.
I want to talk to the most important person here, and that's Maggie Ward, who is a young lady who has the lead female role, Christine. Maggie, what's that like?
It's such a great opportunity. I mean, I never expected that I'd be able to do the Phantom of the Opera in high school, just because the rights weren't out, and, you know, normally without this organization, we probably wouldn't have the means to even do it. So to, like, be a part of it is just so incredible and such a great experience. It's lots of fun.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Newman Catholic High School.
And what grade are you?
I'm a senior this year.
A senior? And what do you want to do when you graduate?
You know, I'm still working that out. I applied to colleges, haven't heard back from all of them, sort of sorting out, like, what direction I want to do with my life. I'm interested in sciences, especially, like, pre-med programs. I'm also interested in writing, and I love musical theater, so.
Do you want to do music? Do you want, you know, I've seen you in rehearsals. You obviously have a gift for this. Is this something that you want to continue with?
I think, yes. I know I somehow want to make music and acting a part of my life, so.
You don't necessarily have to major in it, too.
Right.
Although I imagine some of those music instructors at the college level are throwing things at their radios right now. What's it like doing the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, of having a chance to sing the lead in some of these beautiful pieces?
I feel so lucky. I mean, it's very challenging. When I got the part, I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Because I had never really sang so high and so, like, dramatically before. I mean, I'd been had some larger roles in other shows, but all of it was a little bit lower on the scale. So to get the chance to do this and to be presented with this challenge has really actually helped me grow, I think, as an actress, definitely, and as a singer. And I think that all of Andrew Lloyd Webber's productions really do that to the people who participate in them. They sort of let them feel the music on a deeper level and just grow as people and as actors.
Well, let's listen to Maggie Ward singing the lead to one of the great romantic ballads, All I Ask of You. And the male lead on this is Dan Clark, who is Raoul from The Phantom of the Opera.
That's
Dan Clark and Maggie Ward in the SWETA, that's the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance, doing the lead to All I Ask of You from The Phantom of the Opera, which will be shown, or rather presented, at Wausau West High School next weekend. Maggie, you sing like an angel. Where'd you learn how to do that?
I started taking voice lessons last year, summer before my junior year, but I mean, my family has always been really involved in music. I started taking piano lessons, I think it's been like 13 years now, and I just remember Christmas, we'd all sit around the piano and sing Christmas carols, so I guess it's something that I always enjoyed doing and decided to make it a larger part of my life as I got older.
How difficult is it to memorize all the music and all the lines and then realize that you're going out on that stage and you've got to get it right?
It's a little scary. I know that for me, it always helps to sort of like listen to the CD of like the Broadway production of it and sort of get it in my head that way and then start working on it by myself on the piano every day. And sometimes I'll sing, you know, when I'm getting ready in the morning just to go over my lyrics. So it is challenging, but I think that if you really dedicate yourself to the show, it's very, very doable.
Maggie Ward, she is the lead, Christine, in Phantom of the Opera. We've also got the show's director, Lori Magley, with us, and Susie Samanda, the vocal director. The only ones who are missing are you. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you just want to give a shout-out to the people who are involved in this, because it is truly an amazing production, give us a phone call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're talking to the cast members and also to the directors of the Phantom of the Opera. If you'd like tickets, you can get them again at that website, ShowTix for You. That's ShowTix, T-I-X, for the number four and the letter U.com. And again, the performances are at Wausau West on February 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. I want to go back to our tape now, and I want to play an interview that I did with Jonathan Smith, a very talented actor who plays the other lead role. I guess you could say one of the three lead roles. He plays the Phantom of the Opera. Here's Jonathan Smith.
It's been a great experience, and I'm excited to finally take it and perform it. And there's been multiple versions of the story. It was originally by Gaston Leroux, and he was a French writer. And then there was a couple of movie versions, another play version, and then Andrew Lloyd Webber created it to his liking.
How do you get into character?
I've created a backstory for my character, and I know what my parents did, where I came from, and what I did beforehand. I've created what my favorite color is, what my favorite things to do are. Anything that I could possibly think of, I tried to create into creating a believable character to play on stage.
So in a sense, the Phantom that you're playing is going to be unlike any other Phantom that's ever been performed anywhere else by anybody else, because you've created this backstory.
Yes. It's going to be my character, but it is also still the Phantom of the Phantom of the Opera.
Have you missed me, goodness is? I have written you an opera. You might bring the finished score, Don Juan triumphant.
He is, like most monsters, somebody who is both frightening and menacing, but also has a sympathetic side to his personality.
He is likable, but he's also the evil character. He's one of those characters that are a paradox to the story. I've had such a terrible life. My parents disowned me, and one of them sent me to work in a circus because of how terrible and disgusting my face is. Yet, I really have a heart of gold, but I haven't found another way to fully live. The only way that I got out of my circus was to kill.
Advise you to comply. My instructions should be clear. Remember there are worse things than a shattered shadowy.
Tell me what it's like being involved in this production.
We have the best budget that we could possibly have. We have people backing us from all around the community. There's five different high schools involved, and it's just been miraculous to work with the most talented high school students in the area and probably in the state.
What do you want to do after you graduate?
I'm going to be pursuing a BFA in music theater, and I'm not sure which university I have been accepted to five.
So you want to do this as a career?
I am pursuing this as a career.
That's Jonathan Smith, who plays the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera. Laurie Magley, I was kind of struck by the young Mr. Smith and the serious way in which he approached his role, actually coming up with a complete backstory for his character, knowing what colors were his favorite colors, what his parents were like, what he liked to do in his off times. How unusual is that for a high school student in a theatrical production?
Well, it depends on their background and training, really, and whether or not those are aspects of the character development that they're familiar with. Having taught drama for 33 years, that is something that we pursue when we develop character in the classroom. We talk about, well, let's think about our character and make them believable in our own minds. And one way to do that is to know if your character has a secret, if your character has relationships outside of the story, those kinds of things. So we do that, and it is something that we consider, but it isn't something that I ask of all the cast members in this particular project. So Jonathan has taken it to the next level and really has a dedication that allows him to develop a character that is beyond his years, beyond his, of course, emotional repertoire, mm-hmm. and does it so well because he commits himself to that.
Maggie, what's it like playing opposite him?
It's great. John is really, I mean, what's always struck me is how dedicated he is to the show, and he really puts so much time and effort into memorizing all his lines, and he's always in character, and so it's very fun and very easy to just go with the scene and act with him, so it's very enjoyable.
And Susie, training both the Phantom and Christine and Raoul and Christine, you've got to work with a couple of leads there, both at the same time.
I do. I think that we are very fortunate in North Central Wisconsin. We have a lot of singers here that have had training, high school students that have training in vocal technique as students of high school, which is unusual to have the conservatory here. We have other professional musicians living in this community. So those techniques that they have gathered up to the point before they even auditioned for our show have helped them a lot and have helped them to maintain a healthy vocal ability to maintain.
We're talking to Susie Samanda, the vocal director, Lori Magley, the production director, and Maggie Ward, who plays Christine in The Phantom of the Opera. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more conversation and more music after this short break for news. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. And we are listening to the students of six area high schools, Wausau West, Wausau East, D.C. Everest, Merrill High School, Wausau Newman, and Northland Lutheran, all performing the Andrew Lloyd Webber classic production, The Phantom of the Opera. We've got both the theatrical director, Lori Magley, and the vocal director, Susie Samanda, with us, and also Maggie Ward, who plays the female lead, Christine. And it just occurred to me, ladies, that, boy, the cats are away and the mice must be playing right now. We've got the two supervisory figures with us here, Susie and Lori, who've left your entire cast of about 100 people to fend for themselves at Wausau West.
Well, they're not totally unsupervised.
Who do you put in charge?
Well, fortunately, my assistant director, Amanda Babcock, and our orchestra director, Patrick Phelan, who's they're both really great, are in charge right now. And hopefully they'll accomplish something. And then there is a dinner break in there where all the kids get fed, and they can take advantage of that while we're gone.
I want to mention again that this is a Wisconsin Public Radio show. If you go to our website, you've got a chance to win tickets, but the tickets will be going fast, so you can check it out online at ShowTix, ShowTix, ShowTix4U.com, or you can pick them up at Wausau East, Wausau West, D.C. Everest, or Merrill High School, the public high schools involved in this consortium. And the productions are Thursday, February 17th, Friday the 18th, Saturday the 19th, and Sunday the 20th, and then that is it. And this is really an elaborate production. We haven't even talked about the wardrobe and the set construction. Lori, fill us in on exactly. Why don't you tell us what your budget is, first of all?
Well, the budget's different every 2 years. It depends on the production. And with this production, we do have a larger budget because of the elements of the production that call for that. As you mentioned, costumes being a big part of it, and costume budget is right around $15,000 all by itself. So the costumes are coming from the Tyrone Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis, American Players Theater in Spring Green, which many people might be familiar with.
It's so you're renting these costumes.
Renting, exactly. They're just too lavish to build.
Do you have to make some of them yourself? Or
we are making some for the ballerinas, and some key costumes for Christine and a few of the other leads are being made. But the majority of them are rented from professional theaters that do fabulous work. So we're really lucky to be able to have these costumes for us.
And the sets, the various sets for this are elaborate, and you wouldn't be able to do that without all of the work of the volunteers from all six of these schools.
Exactly. Our set designer is a wonderful man who also designed for Peter Pan and Cats, and his name is Tristan Christ, and he's actually a professional designer and a magician. He works professionally in Wisconsin Dells during, of course, the summer season. And that's fortunate because Tristan's helping us also with some of the magic of the Phantom. And he has designed and built, along with our construction crew, an incredible set that's a replica of the Paris Opera House. So when you come into the West Theater, if you've ever been in it before, you're really not going to recognize what you see. We've built new walls. We've built a new proscenium, which is the entire framework of the stage. There are box seats now at Wausau West High School, which never existed before, but it now has box seats that people do use during the production. So it's quite an elaborate set and is going to be, I'm sure, fantastic.
And one of the major parts of that set, and anybody who's seen the theatrical production or seen any of the movie versions of this, will remember the chandelier.
Yes, our chandelier is going to be incredible. It's being built just for our production, and it's going to operate on 16 different dimmer tracks, which means that the lights can come on and go off on the chandelier in 16 different ways, and it will be raised and lowered during the performance. And, yes, it will fall onto the stage, and will, I think, amaze people when they see the chandelier. The chandelier is going to be a total of, I think it's 2,000 watts of power, and
wow,
bright enough to light the auditorium in Wausau West during the intermission without any other lights on.
Where did the chandelier come from? You didn't make that, did you?
We are making it. Exactly. We are making it.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah. No, we just have such dedicated volunteers from the community that are helping out. We have had a lot of in-kind help. And I do have to say that that's part of the reason why we're capable of doing what we do, is we get a lot of support, sponsorship, funding through the community.
So you've got electricians helping you.
Yeah, we have electricians helping us too. Yes, exactly. We have candles that we're using, these huge metal candle holders that are in the Phantom's Lair that were constructed by, again, local businesses that they cut and welded out of steel for us. I mean, it's just an amazing undertaking. We don't get support at all from the school districts involved. And, you know, their budgets are pretty tight these days. So
Wait a minute. You're working with six different schools.
Yeah.
And you don't get support from the schools that you're working with?
Well, not budgetary support. We get all the support we could ever need in terms of the staff supporting it and giving the students the opportunity.
Well, you'd think they'd be able to come up with at least some of the money. So.
They have in the past. They have in the past. But, you know, we had budget cuts in lots of schools. And so it's been difficult now for them to provide that kind of support financially. So we survive on the revenues from previous productions and sponsorship and in-kind, which I'm really proud of.
You should be proud
that we're
of
able to do that. And so we really appreciate not only the support of the businesses who help us during the process, but also the people who come to the show and make it possible for us to continue.
Now, this is a classic story. It was written by a Frenchman, Gaston Leroux. Am I pronouncing his name right?
Close enough, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have to get that thing going in the back of the throat. First published in 1911, later made into a classic silent movie with Lon Chaney Sr., the man of a thousand faces, and horrified silent movie audiences, then some other movie adaptations. And then Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote this musical production. What is the secret of this story's longevity?
Well, I think that it's just such classic musical lines. They're very much songs that people can relate to, the romance of the love story, the love triangle. The costumes, everything is just so elaborate that it just sticks in your mind and it stays there, and it's just a wonderful thing. They've had this show in 27 countries and in no fewer than 14 different languages around the world, and it just continues to be a hot item. Everyone loves it. They go back. They take the next generation of children to this, and I think it's going to go on a long time.
And it is a horror story, but at its core, it's a love triangle.
The most haunting love story.
I think it provokes people's imagination in a way that, like, you start out not liking the fandom because he just seems, or I guess you start out liking the fandom at first because he seems like he's a nice teacher and he's very nice to Christine, and you can see that he loves her. And then he starts doing all these brutal acts of violence, and there's murders, and all of a sudden you're not sure what to believe anymore. And I think that sort of twists people's emotions in a way that they like, because they can't decide whether they love or they hate the Phantom, and they both fear him and they also pity him, which is something all the other characters go through as well.
Let's explore this love triangle between Christine, Maggie, the role that you play, and the Phantom, and Raoul, who's played by Dan Clark.
Mm-hmm. Let me lead you from your solitude. Share each day with me, each night, each morning. Anywhere you go, let me go too. That's all I ask for.
Well, Raoul is an aristocrat, and he knows Christine as a childhood friend, and he falls in love with her again and wants to win her back.
This character is kind of the foil for the Phantom in that they're both competing for Christine.
Well, the Phantom is definitely like an opposite, and it's someone that she sees as kind of mysterious and intriguing to her, and I'm trying to pull her back to reality and take her hand and say this is the way it should go.
What's it like being involved in this production?
It's amazing. I didn't even think I was going to try out for this, and some friends and some teachers got me to, and it's been amazing. I'm so glad I took this opportunity because I've met so many new people, and it's been such a great opportunity.
And it's really something getting all of these schools together and students from all of the different institutions that are involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, bringing people from Merrill this year, which is new, that's been a lot of fun, because a lot of cool kids I met from Merrill that have become good friends.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I want to either go to Minnesota or Madison for business. So I'm not looking to stay with music, but I do want to keep music in my life.
You involved in choir?
Yes, I am.
Talk about the choir program at Wausau West.
Mr. Book is an absolutely amazing director. He always gets us to do our best, and I'm in concert choir this year, and it's just been amazing. I'm really proud of our choir.
Susie, Samantha, talk about the various choir directors at these different institutions and how they have helped prepare students for this role.
Well, many of the choir directors are friends of mine, and they have encouraged their students to be participating in this. I think it takes their vocal ability to the next level, and I think that most of our leads, I would call them academic or very intellectual musicians. They have to be able to read tempos, meters, a change of keys, mm-hmm. all within maybe 32 measures. Everything keeps changing all the time, constantly. So it calls for a good understanding of basic music and how you perform. And the directors around town are fabulous. They work hard. They work very hard, and they encourage their people. We do have Christine that we have playing. She has never been in a musical theater production before, and she is also cast as Christine. And I think these types of opportunities give these kids the chance to follow maybe a dream that they have and to pursue it to that higher level.
Now, we just heard from Dan Clark, who isn't thinking about pursuing a career in music, but I want to hear from what we're going to do is play a cut right now by a young lady, Taylor Keefe, who is looking at pursuing a theatrical role. And she plays, I guess you could call it the second female lead, otherwise known as the prima donna.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work because she's very out of control. She is good, but she thinks that she's better than everyone else in the show, or basically of all time, anytime.
Do you have a little bit of the prima donna in yourself, do you think?
A little bit, but not a lot. it is a lot of fun to play someone who just struts around thinking they're the best at everything.
You sing like an angel, and you hit all those high notes. Where did you learn how to do that?
Karen Giuliano at the WASA Conservatory. Actually, the first time I met her, I was in seventh grade, and my highest note was an E. And now I can hit C's and D's, and it is all thanks to her.
There's one scene where you're singing and suddenly you can't sing anymore because of something the Phantom did. Tell me about that scene.
I tell Christine, she talks during the show, and I say, "Your part is silent, little toad." And then the Phantom suggests that perhaps I am the toad.
Perhaps it is you who are the toad.
Maestro, we take it from my recitative.
So I start to croak on stage, and I eventually fall over because I'm croaking so much because the Phantom has made me a toad. So I have to go off stage, and Christine has to take my place.
What a fool he makes me laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
Tell me what it's like to work in this production with all of these students, all of these teachers, all of these schools.
This is probably the best production experience I've ever had because it's such a meshing of all the different backgrounds that we've come from. And it's not very many because we do live in WASA, but it's a lot of fun to meet with lots of talented kids from other schools. I feel very honored to have worked with Karen Giuliano and Lori Magley. This is my first time working with Mrs. Magley. She's very talented, and I feel like I'm just very blessed that she's our director for this show.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Go to college.
And do what?
I plan on going for an opera major, actually, right now. That could change, but with an unrelated minor.
So this is something that you want to do as a career?
Very much.
That's Taylor Keefe, who plays the prima donna in The Phantom of the Opera. Lori Magley is blushing a little bit after that shout-out for you. And she also had a shout-out for the WASA Conservatory's Karen Giuliano. And we really can't stress enough the commitment to the arts, not just the production arts, but the visual arts, but a place like the WASA Conservatory and Karen Giuliano and all of the other musicians at that institution have meant so much to that community. And here we see it meaning an awful lot also to this particular production.
It's true. Yeah, most definitely.
I know that a lot of the students have taken for many years from the faculty at the Conservatory of Music. And they're a great staff there. They support their students, and they encourage them to take part in all the community events that are going on throughout the year. It's a great means for the kids to learn what it's like to give back their music to the people that are promoting them. It's wonderful.
And I've had experiences with a lot of the people at the conservatory, not just in lesson settings, but my piano teacher, Mara Beckman, also has accompanied me in, with my vocal director in several contests that I've taken part in. And John Greiner, I think he teaches saxophone there. He's also he's my jazz band instructor at Newman. So it's amazing that we have, like, even though it's a small town, that we have such an amazing group of musicians who will reach out to the community all the time.
You know, we had John Greiner as a guest on this show just about a year ago, right before Valentine's Day, and he brought his saxophone. He was playing all of these old torch songs and some of these old pop standards. It was just a wonderful program, you know, and there you've got the WASA Conservatory coming to the fore again. Incidentally, we are playing clips from the rehearsals of the Phantom of the Opera, and what you've been listening to, folks, is a rehearsal that was just recorded on my handheld microphone, and we just had a piano player at the rehearsal. Now, there'll be a full orchestra on stage. So the eventual production, when it's staged the week of the 17th, the weekend of the 17th, is going to be much more elaborate with a lot more parts and sound a lot more polished than the clips that we've been listening to.
Which are still pretty darn good.
They're pretty darn good. Lori Magley and Susie Samanda and Maggie Ward, we're talking about the Phantom of the Opera. You can still join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
The businesses, professionals, and organizations that support Wisconsin Public Radio's programming play an important part in our financial health. When you visit a WPR sponsor, please let them know that you appreciate their support of the station. Thanks very much.
Got one more clip from the Phantom of the Opera. This is Dan Thompson, who plays one of the comedic roles in the Phantom of the Opera.
I'm playing Monsieur Firmin, and I take over ownership of the opera house after Monsieur Lefebvre leaves.
Tell me what that role is like.
He's very greedy. He's very much the comedic relief of the production, along with his counterpart, André.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. The performance will continue in 10 minutes' time, when the role of the Countess will be played by Miss Christine Daae.
Christine, I'm with you. Yes, well, in the meantime, we will be giving you the ballet from Act 3 of tonight's opera. Maestro, bring the ballet forward. The ballet, now!
People have said that doing comedy is harder than doing tragedy. So do you find this a challenge?
I've always thought that it's easier to make people laugh than it is to make them cry. If you look silly, you can make them laugh, but you really have to work to make them cry. So I think that my role is probably easier than Christine or Phantom or Raoul.
What's it like being in Merrill High School and being involved in a multi-high school production? This is the first time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time. It's been quite a lot of work coming down every day, driving from Merrill, and a lot of gas money, but it's all been worth it.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I'll be going to Michigan Tech for computer science.
So this is not a long-term avocation for you?
No, but I very much enjoy theater, and I hope that later that I can join community theater.
Dan Thompson playing one of the comedic roles in The Phantom of the Opera. And we are just about out of time. I think we've got a phone call. Jake, if you can just send that caller to me right now, we'll try to see if we can get her on the air.
There.
Caller, hello, caller. You are on the air. I wanted to get to you right now because we've only got 2 minutes left of the show.
Oh, well, it sounds like just a wonderful project, and I've just been listening, and I guess I just had a question, and I was wondering and this is for anyone, what's been one of the most rewarding parts of working on this project?
And we are hearing from Elizabeth from Wausau, so Maggie, why don't you take that?
I think the most rewarding part was just working with everybody to put together such a great show. It's really a collaborative effort, and seeing it all come together is always so cool because, there's always a period in the show when you're wondering, is it gonna come together? And I think that over the past couple weeks, we've just seen everything start to work out and click, and that is definitely the most rewarding experience when everything starts to flow so nicely.
Susie, very quickly, what's the most rewarding for you as a vocal director?
I think to look at this music and to see how difficult it is, and to see that the kids on the first day when they walked in, they looked at it and they said to me, "Oh, we're never going to get this. This is way too hard." And they just kept at it. They kept at it, and they just are performing it beautifully. I think that's very rewarding to me, and I think it will be extremely rewarding for their family and friends.
And Lori Magley, as the director, what's the most rewarding for you?
I think it's when and the audiences appear and the students get the gratification that comes from knowing that they've done such a wonderful job and they get the feedback that reinforces the fact that they did.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for the phone call. And Lori, Maggie, Susie, thanks so much for being with us. And I am going to get those ticket numbers out again. It's showticksforyou.com, showticksforyou.com. And you can also pick it up at any of the high schools at Wausau East, Wausau West, Everest, or Merrill High School. And this is really quite an amazing production, and it's one that I think a lot of us are going to be talking about for a long, long time. The Phantom of the Opera, which again is scheduled for the weekend of February 17th. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger, and also Jacob Claudy, our new phone screener. Next Thursday on Route 51, the talk turns to hunting as we preview the Department of Natural Resources Hunting Heritage Conference scheduled for the weekend of February 18th at the Stony Creek Inn in Rothschild. A reminder, you can follow our adventures on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks again for riding along with us today. And until next week, we're heading out of town.